21 minutes after 5, Stephen Rowe, Mark Bickley from Again Real Estate and Ollie Wines. Thanks to PuraTap, you can get yourself a PuraTap from $49. That's upfront and on a payment plan. T's and C's apply at puratap.com.au.
Well, they're off a trip to Perth. It was a bad loss too. They got the Tigers Friday night and that promises to be an absolute ripper on the line. Their star, Midi, Ollie Wines. Ollie, welcome.
Hey, Rowe, how you going?
Good, my man. Let's start here. What happened?
Yeah, no, it wasn't an ideal game for us. It was a very disappointing loss. I think the first half we lost the crucial contest, the contested ball, not just in the stoppage, sort of most parts of the ground. Obviously, it starts in the centre bounce, but that sort of spread to a lot of areas. And I guess once you give a good team like that a lead, it's hard to come back from.
Mm. Your midfield did get smashed. It was set up. Certainly from the centre square from Nick Nat, he drops it anywhere at about 360 degrees, Ollie. How hard is that to counter?
Yeah, no, it is incredibly difficult. He's a super athlete and he's got that ability. That's where he sort of thrives at that centre bounce. A lot of it is what he can do, but it is what we sort of didn't do at ground level. Some of our body was a little bit poor and we're a little bit reactive to what they were doing. So the game these days, you'd probably be seeing how crucial centre bounce is. And I think that sort of tipped us in the wrong direction from a start, losing those crucial centre bounces and putting our defenders under pressure. And they were able to get too many easy scores from it.
It's interesting, isn't it, Ollie, because you conceded the first four goals and you talked about positioning at centre bounce. If I remember correctly, the North Melbourne game, there were similar issues around the footy in the first quarter there. So is the start an issue we should be worried about two out of the three games?
We think we start all right. Obviously, those two games show we probably don't. The two Crows games were a little bit hit and miss too. So we know it's so important, particularly these days. You're seeing in the first three rounds of footy this year, usually the team that sort of gets the jump start goes on to win. So it is incredibly important, and it starts sort of around the ball with the midfield, and we've got to be better at winning the ball. And as you said in the sort of little entrance there, we've got a massive opportunity Friday night against the best to do it over the last 5 to 6 years in Richmond, and we're looking forward to that.
9-6 in the second half. Do you take anything away from that?
Yeah, I think we're proud of our resilience. In the past, we've probably rolled over and let it get blown out. I think back to Geelong last year and North Melbourne the year before, where they've gone on to win by 80, 90 points. So we're able to hang tough. Obviously, the game was fizzled out a little bit, and they probably known they'd won, but I think we're able to sort of stick at it and keep our head held high and take a little bit of momentum into this week.
Let's talk about your game. It just appears from the outside looking in that you've got a bit more outside ball this year. You're running hard, getting into some space. Has that been a focus for you over the preseason?
Not so much. I think, to be honest, over the last 3 to 4 years, I've found a lot of outside ball easy to get. It's probably been my contested numbers down a little bit, but they've sort of been up this year, which is helping my impact on the game. On the weekend, my first half was one of the worst sort of half of footy I played in a while, but I was able to sort of get going in the second half and go back to what I do normally and outnumber and try win some footy. So I think in this game these days, you've got to be able to win it inside and outside, and you've got to be able to run, which I've always sort of rated myself in. So just the ability to work hard on the inside, but then when it spreads to the outside, you've got to get on your bike.
Ollie Wines for PuraTap, our guest. Did you see the Swans cut Richmond up last week? Have you done any forward scouting yet? Because crikeys, did they play them well?
They certainly did, yeah. No, we did. I think that was on the TV in the hotel when we were preparing for our game. So we've taken a lot out of that. I think everyone studied Richmond pretty well over the last couple of years to sort of see how well they do things. But no doubt they're a quality team and they'll be looking to rebound. We know the players they've got playing for them and how dangerous they can be. So, as I said before, it's a huge challenge for us. And under Friday night lights at Adelaide Oval, what more could you want?
Yeah, after that prelim, 6-10 to 6-4. Sam Powell-Pepper's back. The lad, great for the club and great for him, Ollie.
yeah, super. Sam said he's 4 weeks away from the club to get things on the right track for him at a personal level, and the boys were so happy to see him come in Monday. He's given us real lift, and he's fit as ever. He's been running, he's been at the gym, so it won't take him long to get up to sort of football conditioning, and he'll be back into it.
Excellent. Alone system's been mooted by Damien Hardwick. Have you heard about that, and do you support it?
What system was that, sorry, Riley?
Oh, so Damien Hardwick has mooted at a presser that, you know, rather than having maybe a mid-year draft where you raid state league players, you have a loan system. So say Sam Hayes is a ruckman, he's three deep for you guys. Someone like Gold Coast have lost four ruckmen. You loan him to the Gold Coast till the end of the year.
Yeah, a bit of like EPL or the top league.
Exactly,
they do that.
Like that.
I don't mind the idea of that. I've always sort of been for the mid-season draft. I think guys who perhaps aren't getting opportunities at their club, there might be opportunities out there for them and another club, and I think the loan system might be a way to look at it. Perhaps it gives them a bit more security to come back to their club on their current contract. So I think the more the league and the clubs can explore those avenues, I think it's better.
Beautiful. Ollie, as always, thanks for your time. Have an absolute ripper live on Friday night, footy 5AA. We can't wait. You're taking on Richmond. Thanks for your time.
No worries, guys. Have a good one.
He's a ripper. Ollie Wines, PuraTap is all about making your life cleaner and more beautiful. Get a PuraTap from only $49 up front. Beautiful. Bellissimo. Bix, call 133-502.
Indeed. It's going to be a big weekend. The footy. Can't wait to see both the games. As you said, Friday night footy, and then, of course, the Crows looking for another opportunity to get a win on the board. It's about time for me to go, but I must say, McGann Real Estate, they've got families lined up waiting for new homes to be listed for sale right now. So if you're looking to sell, ask them about their McGann Match system. Sold by McGain again.
Well, Bix, well done, and I can see you doing polo. I think that's your sport with the chaffs and the boots and the RM Williams. And
wouldn't have thought so.
Well, nah, it's not your sport.
Well, I don't ride horses, which makes it hard.
Well, actually, it's not your sport.
I like the fact, though, that it's not really a man for the people sport polo, but your wife brought her back with a gaffer tape on the shoe, so you're still...
Yes, well, Tori had a bit of a blowout with one of her shoes.
But like MacGyver, got them going.
Exactly right.
Will Martin and Ryan Mansell will debut for the Tigers.
Wow.
The reason we mention that is because Ryan Mansell is a premiership player for the Woodville West Orange Eagles.
Absolutely.
So he will debut Friday night at Adelaide Oval in front of his friends and family here.
How good is that? He's actually from Tassie. He's got no family here, but he did play for the Eagles. A great lad.
Trying to make a kid feel good.
Good little cobber of my little cobber.
There you go.
That's brilliant.
That's a big game on Friday night.